Okay, we're continuing Rav Asher Weiss's Maimer Tikkun Hamidas. So we're in the fifth section over here where he says, Hine belimadnu es parshas Akedas Yitzchak. You see, when we learn the parsha of Akedas Yitzchak, we imagine to ourselves the image of Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu. And we're certain, Shevade hislatu bislavusim ba'avas Hashem, that they were enraptured with the love of Hashem until they were able to get to this point of being on the Mizbeach of Hashem. And they got to a level of ispashtus agashmias, the removal of physicality, to mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem besimcha kamalachei malo, like the angels. And kal v'chomer, if the original chassidim got to the level of tefillah of removal of gashmias, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, or achayim simen tzadikas, sif aleph, then kal v'chomer to Avram Yitzchak during the Akedah, the level they got to. And if the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur became like a malach, as it says in the Medrash Vayikra Rabbah, then our holy fathers, Bishas Akedah, certainly the level they got to were like angels. But the truth is, if you look at the Medrash, Shaloken Haya Mechza Akedah. This wasn't the image of the Akedah. Rather, Ela Haya Zem Mechza Enoshi Korelei. Rather, this was a very human event. A father taking a son up to be shechted, Belev Karu, with a ripped heart and blood flowing out of it. As the Medrash says, Hu Shaleach Yadli Tol Tasakin, he put his hand to take the knife, and his eyes were crying tears. And the tears fell into the eyes of Yitzchak from Rachmunuso Shalaba. And even still, his heart was happy to do the Ratzon of Hashem. So you see that Avraham Avinu cried, Bitzar, Ubiyogon, and tears. So this kind of crying, where is its place? That's not the Ratzon of Hashem. The Ratzon of Hashem was to do the Akedah. And if they got to this level, this Madrega, where was the space of tears here? No, because the truth is, if Avraham Avinu would have totally shed his physicality and got the level of the Akedah, this wouldn't have been an Asayan, right? Because if he was an angel, this would have been easy. But rather, Nisan Klal, the Milsa Zutrosa Hayabo, the Zulagabi Avino, Hagadal Avram, Shigodal Einorach, because in truth, if Avram becomes the angel, this is no Avoda doing this. But rather, God wanted the human side to emerge. Take your son, your only son, who you love. He wanted him to be a father during the Akedah, to be filled with love and compassion for Avram, and to tie himself with iron, to feel this natural love of a father, and then to make his decision. And that was the Iker, perhaps, says Rav Asher Weiss, that's the Iker Nisayan, to still bring your son up at the moment where he was consumed by a love for him. And this kind of test is so high. And even though Eina Marida de Mos and Afos Masayner Shiitzchak Marachmon Shalaba, still Halev Sameach to do the Ratzon of his Creator. Right, as it says, Vayomer Yitzchak Avram, Vayomer Lo Avi, Vayomer Hinani. L'chor, it doesn't say in the Pasuk what Yitzchak said to his father when he turned to him and said, Father. V'yesh lomer de Yitzchak yistabik ba'ofen kiyo mitzakeh imutalo v'roi lo gili spash gashmis k'mal chesharis. Oh, he was turning to his father saying, should we be like angels now? Or maybe should we be like father and son? And that's why he said, Father, and he said, Hinani b'ni, I'm still present as a human form. We're still here, and that's the madrega we're going to do. That madrega of shlita on the midas, right, is what we take away from this whole episode, that we can have control of our midas. Incredible.